The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Few states have been hit harder by the coronavirus than New Jersey, which is second only to New York for the total number of deaths caused by COVID-19. And while most other states in the country are reopening, the Garden State has been under near lockdown for months. Earlier today, its governor, Democrat Phil Murphy, announced plans to allow some non-essential businesses to reopen. And he joins us now from Trenton. Governor Murphy, thank you very much for talking with us. It is the case that New Jersey has had some of the worst numbers in the country, but you've also seen improvement by all measurements in the last few weeks in terms of cases, in terms of hospitalizations, and even deaths. You did make this announcement today to begin to open up some businesses. How do you make a decision like that?
Good to be with you, Judy. You're absolutely right. We've made progress, and yet we are particularly in terms of cases per 100,000 residents, fatalities per 100,000 residents, hospitalizations, we're number one in the nation. So even more impacted than New York and on a per capita basis. We have to balance it. We opened up state and county parks 2 weekends ago, imploring folks to keep up social distancing, wear face covers, limiting capacity on parking spaces that work quite well. So our progress has allowed us to take some more what I would call baby steps. There will be no day, at least that I can see, that will flip a big light switch and a whole lot of things are going to happen all at once. We're going to take, I think, a series of iterative steps, and that which also, by the way, gives us a chance to evaluate them in real time to see how the things we announced, non-essential retail curbside pickup today, we expanded construction, we allowed drive-through, three steps that we can monitor over the coming days.
We were looking at some other statistics. When it comes to new positive cases per 100,000 people, New Jersey is still struggling, if you will, when you compare to other states. Is this one of the reasons that you are holding back? Because we know you, like other governors, are getting pressure from business owners, from others, to open up.
It is one of the reasons. You're absolutely right. So if you look at per capita numbers of all the American states per 100,000 residents, unfortunately, we're in the pole position on positive tests, hospitalizations, and fatalities. Now, having said that, your opening remarks are also true. We've made enormous progress over the past couple or 3 weeks on hospitalizations, flattening the test curve, ICU beds, ventilator use, the heat maps that we look at. So essentially, we're in one of these moments that we're trying to balance the progress with still in a grave, serious situation and recognizing that while we've made a lot of progress, we're not out of the woods yet.
Governor, I want to specifically ask you about nursing homes, because as I was looking today, you've had something like 5,000 deaths among nursing home long-term care facility residents. More than half of your state's fatalities have been nursing home residents, well over the national rate. The worst outbreak has been at a home for military veterans in Paramus. Over 90% of the residents there have been have tested positive, 72 deaths. What do you say to the families of these people?
It's awful. I mean, the tragedy within the tragedy is long-term care facilities. You know, we're the densest state in America, and our density is a huge asset most days. In something like this, it's a huge cross that we bear, frankly. It's a tragedy. There's just no other way to put it. And it isn't just veterans' homes, although it is certainly our blessed veterans we've lost. But we've got this running through our state, as by the way, most every other state has as well, but we're no exception to that. The performance by the operators has been extremely uneven. This is a virus, clearly, that eats away at older folks, particularly folks with underlying health conditions. We have thrown everything at this, more staffing, National Guard, the VA. Our attorney general's launched an investigation. We've hired a nationally recognized firm to come in and plus up our staffing and oversight. It is the tragedy within the tragedy. New Jersey is no exception, but it is certainly the case here. And you're absolutely right. It's over half of the fatalities in our state to date.
Will there be policy changes as a result of this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is an industry, again, this is not unique to New Jersey. This is an industry which is very unevenly regulated, and the performance is uneven. And that's being charitable, including the very basic stuff of communicating with loved ones on the status of a resident, for instance. But the answer is absolutely yes. Yes, there will be changes to this industry in our state, and I would guess our country.
Governor, part of the work that you're saying you're going to be starting to do now involves, as we've been discussing nationally, contact tracing, of course, more testing. You were talking about that. Does New Jersey have the financial wherewithal to cover what it is going to cost to do the necessary testing and contact tracing?
Yeah, we will do what it takes in terms of testing and contact tracing, and we've promised to at least double our testing, by example, by the end of this month. New Jersey does not have all the resources it needs, and New Jersey's not unique, and it's not unique just to blue states either. This is a time for direct federal cash assistance to states. I applaud Senator Menendez in our state, who's got a bipartisan bill with Senator Cassidy of Louisiana. I applaud Speaker Pelosi, with whom I'm speaking regularly, including this morning, on the bill that she came out with yesterday. That's exactly what the doctor ordered. And again, not just for my state, but for all states in the middle of this. You know, this is the most critical healthcare crisis, the biggest crisis any of us have ever faced. And at this moment in time, we need the federal government there in a big way in terms of its financial support.
But I'm sure you know Republicans from the leadership on down are saying they don't see a rush to do this, that a lot of these states asking for money have mismanaged their finances and shouldn't be given more money until they spend what they've got.
Yeah, I would say not all Republicans. The good news is we're starting to see Republican governors and Republican members of Congress also say the right things. I heard what Senator McConnell said a few weeks ago. And this has nothing whatsoever to do with our legacy issues. That's a complete myth. This isn't a blue state issue. This is about our ability to continue to employ versus laying them off. Can you imagine laying off firefighters, police, first responders, EMS, healthcare workers, educators, at the very moment we need these people more than we've ever needed them in the history of our country, to be left with no choice but to lay them off? That's the reality if we don't get federal direct cash assistance. And that's, again, not just blue states, it's all states.
Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey. Governor, we wish you the best with all you're working on. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Judy.